Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty Tone in the building, coming to you live once again. Another Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Can a player play? Your boy Pretty Tone riding with his dog K Dizzle. Where you at, family?
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Glad to have
Mama's
everybody
here.
Back with us. So we do what we do.
And Lady Joy is definitely up in the building. What's cracking, Lady Joy?
Hey, just waiting to hear from everybody and just listening in and want to hear what the outside has to say about what we talk about.
Oh, man, this week it is going to be a good one because we talking about no woman respects a man she can put around, and this is the gospel truth.
Show you right.
Now, you know what I mean? The show, you know, I see some folks in the chat room. Welcome, Pretty Black, to my folks on Twitter. What's happening? You know what I mean? We here once again. I'm going to read a little quote out the book, Play a Step Your Game Up, available at www.worldmovement.com.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. And well, another shameless plug. The artist you just got through listening to is J.O., another artist from World Movement Records. Check us out at www.worldmovementrecords.
That boy is bad. He is bad. Yeah, I like
him. You just said that because he sung Happy Birthday to you.
That too, but I like the fact that he can really sing. Okay?
Yes,
can I give him that?
Yes, you can, Lady Joy. He deserves
okay.
it. A young brother is talented.
Yes, he is. So I'll give credit where credit is due. Thank you very much. All right, then.
All right. We're going to quote, you know, page 35, chapter 5 of the book, Play a Step Your Game Up. It says, no woman respects a man she can push around. Some women are very domineering, and if you are a doormat, she will walk on you.
Yeah.
She will find somebody else to take care of her. She will find somebody else to give her what she needs because at the end of the day, a woman wants a man to conduct himself like a man. If you don't, you're a complete fool, and you have got to start conducting yourself like a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get pissed on and told it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to jump the show off here. You know, I mean, we want to hear from everybody out there. I see my folks in Twitter, the chat room, online listening to us. Welcome so much to the show, Lady Joy. As usual, since you're here representing for the ladies, go on and set it off, because the fellas on Twitter love when you set it off.
I know they do. Well, you are so right about that, Tony. No woman wants a man that she can just walk all over and, you know, just, you know, he's like, okay, baby, whatever you want. Uh-uh. Okay, yeah, we'll get whatever we want. But, you know, if you don't have no backbone, no gumption about yourself, man, you're just going to be played on. Okay?
Okay, now, Lady Joy, you know, a couple weeks ago, because the reason I let you lead off is because it's laying to this. Now, is there a difference between a man that you can walk on or the so-called sensitive man that you like to so much talk about that you don't mind a brother showing his emotions? Because I'm going to play devil's advocate and say they're both the same. They got punk.
No, they're not both the same. They're not both the same. Just because I said a woman likes a man that can show his sensitive side doesn't mean that he got to be a wimp or a weenie, okay? He can still be strong. I mean, showing your sensitive side doesn't mean that you know, you are weak and stuff like that. No, that's just you showing of how much more of a man that you can be, okay? And women like that is very attractive to a woman, but we don't want some like little weenie is like, yes, dear, whatever you say. Uh-uh. No. So, you know.
I got a name for him.
If you like that, no. Just get ready to be a doormat.
Thank you.
That's Danny Doormat.
Thank you.
That's right. Danny
Doormat. Danny is what I like
to
call him.
You would know about that.
You know what I mean? Doormat Danny. We're going back once again. To the book, Play Your Step, Your Game Up. We talking about Doormat Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, I'm going to tell you something because Joy just said it, and I'm going to let it ride for a moment because me and KD got our own opinions, but you know what I mean? And we got to put the public service disclaimer out there. The expressions and thoughts of KD are entirely his own. Please do not hold the rest of us responsible.
We had nothing to do with that.
Now.
Because he crazy.
Now, according to Joy, and a few other ladies that have been on here about a brother showing a sensitive side. I call him Doormat Danny. And you fellas out there who are Doormat Danny type characters, you the type of brother who, you know what I mean, she wake you up at 2 in the morning talking about, go make me a sandwich. You understand what I'm saying? You like, yes, dear. You know what I mean? Calling you at
that's
work.
A weenie right there. That's a weenie. We ain't talking about, you know, if you like that, it's like whatever I tell you to do and you do it. If I tell you to put on a maid's uniform and get that spot off the floor and you do that, uh-uh. No. But I'm talking about if you're a man, you can show your sensitive side. You can show different sides of yourself. That's not being weak. That's being a real man.
Well,
Thank you very much.
I guess the controversy comes in, my dear lovely co-host, is that's all predicated on the female's mood at the time. Because if you into your philosophical self, yeah, you're in touch with this guy and you appreciate his sensitive side. But if that evil side comes out, he's a punk whining motherfucker. So
come on now. I'm not directing this to you personally,
Joy.
Okay,
we're
okay,
talking about women and the way they perceive.
Yeah, but
things.
See, you're saying the same thing. You're just saying that you know all women feel the same way. No, that's not it. And you don't know nothing about how a woman feels. Okay. Okay, so don't even go there unless you know how a man feels, right? Unless you're not telling us something.
And you know how a man feels, right?
I didn't say that. I didn't go there.
You never heard me say anything about how a woman feels. I just simply made a statement.
Yeah,
that
but
depending
see, you're generalizing
on the, depending
like you
on,
do.
Depending on the woman's emotional state at the time.
Not necessarily.
Come on, man. All right. Anyway, to any of the female listeners out there, got an input on this because, see, I see I'm talking to myself here.
You talk to yourself anyway. What? Even when you're not doing it.
I give intelligent answers. Now, what could you say?
Yeah,
no.
You
no,
answer
I mean,
yourself. Whatever. Okay, whatever, dude.
Okay, Joe, I got to ask you a question here. Really put. What exactly do you consider a sensitive guy who's able to show his emotion? Let's get in depth about that a little bit. What exactly is a sensitive guy able to show his emotion?
If the guy is in tune with his woman, okay, and it's like dude from Atlanta last week when he came on, he hit the nail on the head. You might not be into what your woman is doing, but if you can be there for her, you know, when she needs for you to be there for her. Okay, it's like you watching football. She might not be into football with you, but she's sitting there watching it with you, trying to, you know, find out what's going on, how it's played, and all of that stuff. Okay, and it's
no, like, she's sitting there running
wait,
that
I'm
damn
not,
mouth, interrupting the game.
I'm not. You know what? Ain't nobody talking to you right now. Okay, and let me finish. Let
tell her to sit there and shut up.
Okay. Anyway, like I was saying, okay, and it's like she might be watching the Food Channel or she might be watching Lifetime Channel, okay, and her man is sitting there with her, and he's watching it with her, you know, because Lifetime shows some pretty good movies, okay, or and the Food Channel is very informative, you know, because men do like to eat. And us women, you know, we like to please our men, you know, feeding them and making food good and all that stuff. And you might not be off into that stuff, but if you could sit there and watch it with her, when she can sit there and watch football or baseball or whatever, basketball, whatever that you're into, that's being a sensitive man. That doesn't mean that you're weak or anything like that. That means that you are in tune with what your woman is doing. So that makes you well-rounded, okay, because you can be sensitive to her needs. You can, you know, when she's, like, upset about something or she needs to talk or she want to spend time with her girlfriends and you don't mind. She have a girl's night out, and you don't have a problem with that because you have a guy's night out, and she don't have a problem with that either, okay? That's being a well-rounded sensitive man.
Now, Lady Joe, I got to ask you a question. So would you say that some of the statements my man K. Dizzle just hollered out kind of borderlines on male chauvinism?
borderline. That is male chauvinism. Okay?
Hold on. That is not borderline.
Okay.
I think we just touched the nerve with somebody. Hold on. Let me let him up in here.
Hey, Tony, I got a question, too.
So go ahead with your question.
So what you're saying is, if your man sit there and watch Days of Our Lives with you, that means he's sensitive and in touch with you. Is that what
he
you're saying?
He might like the show, dude.
That's not what I asked you.
What?
I'll repeat it again slowly this time.
Don't let me have to come over and slap you, okay? If a man sits there
and watch Days of Our Lives with you, does that mean he's sensitive and he's in touch with you?
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of men that will sit there and watch soap operas with their girls and really get into the soap operas, okay? That doesn't mean
that.
Sad
brother, that's all I got to say. Sad brother.
You a sad brother because all you do is talk about your piano sausage and your potato chips.
You want your dude sitting up there watching soap operas.
There's a lot of women that's not even into soap operas, okay? There's a lot of women. I like wrestling.
I have to specific.
I like wrestling. I like boxing.
I
like wrestling. I like boxing and all of that. Does that make me what? Does it make me hard because I like that?
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Somebody in the chat room named Pretty Black said can't stand a weak man. Poetic Work says does sensitive equal weak? And Pretty Black responded, sensitive does not always mean weak. Do you agree with that, Lady Joy?
Exactly. Sensitive does not mean weak. Sensitive is mean that you are in touch. You ain't got to be hard all the time like, hey, baby, you know I'm the man. No, not all the time, you're not the man. You know, if you can't show a different side of you to showing that you are in touch with somebody else's feelings, that does not mean that you're weak. Okay.
813, you're on live. Go ahead and speak your piece. Sorry for taking so long. It's getting hot up in here. Say what you got to say.
That's okay. Good afternoon. This is Kim in the house.
What's up, homie?
I was going to say, yeah, I was enjoying you guys' conversation. What I wanted to say is what you guys are failing to look at is our sexuality is one aspect of our being. But the uppermost aspect of us is that we are human beings. And what she's saying is being in touch with your human aspect of yourself without putting on all this male or female.
Or she-male.
A wardrobe or clothing. In other words, to be able to just make a comment on something basically as a human, not looking at it, oh, well, how will I be perceived as a male? How will I be perceived as a female?
Right.
You know, what are your human emotions or your human thoughts on that? That's what she's talking about, not somebody that's whiny and crying about everything. You can get that from both males and females.
Right.
But no,
right.
I don't think a woman is looking for that, nor I don't think the average man wants a woman that is stressful person all the time. Just looking for a balance.
Hey, lady, I gotta say something real. I gotta say, because you just brought up a real good point, you know what I mean? Because sometimes some men can handle a woman who's a little bit too whiny and clingy, but at the same time, a brother don't want nobody in the room that's more swole than him talking about, come give me a hug, baby. You know what I mean? Voice a little bit too deep. She a little too strong, a little too masculine, you know what I mean?
Why, because she asked for a hug?
I'm talking about she a little bit more masculine than a brother. Be like, come give me a hug, baby.
He might like that, okay? That might balance his feminine side out, you know what I'm saying? That might balance out his feminine side. What?
Poetic Works in the chat room says, a weak man is a brother who can't lift more than 50 pounds. Laugh out loud. You know what I'm saying? So they're different now. Who 813? This is who's this again? Passion or loyalty?
This is passion.
All right, Passion. Now, you're speaking on, we respect your opinion on here, so you're speaking up on the weak brothers. In your mind, what qualifies as a weak brother?
One that doesn't have a purpose or a direction in his life. Someone who, you know, doesn't want to work or, you know, doesn't have any dreams for the future. That's what I like.
Whiny.
Well, that's a given. I don't whine, and I didn't like that in my children, so I definitely don't like it in a man. But someone that doesn't have any goals or directions for their lives, they're looking for someone else to, you know, motivate them. I like someone that knows what they want and is going after it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, but so, you know, I'm in one of those moods where I'm just throwing things out there to get bounced off y'all to get feedback. And so it ain't got nothing to do with his sexual skills and nothing of that nature.
Well, you know, he might be a weenie, but, you know, if he can work that weenie, you know, that's a different situation right there. Okay? Because if he's going to be a weenie, you better be able to work it.
I haven't had into that problem too much in my life. For the most part, most of the people I've run into, they can seem to handle themselves. I don't have that problem.
That's what I'm talking about. Anybody else on the line, Tony, that want to come in and join all off into this conversation we're having?
There's quite a few people on the line, but most of them are listening. We've got a lot of people jumping off in the chat room. We want to thank them. Passion, this is
hit that number one if they want to be heard.
Yes, indeed. Passion, this is for you. Poetic Work, FLC in the chat room. Say, hey, Passion, bring in another point of view. That's cool, girl.
They scared to say something. They scared Joy going to beat them up.
Oh, you know what? I only reserve that for your ass, okay?
You know what I mean? All right, so we touched on the topic.
Bring it, bruh.
You know, we're touching on this topic today because it's something that, you know, we talk about. We talk about generally everything on here pertaining to relationships. And this week I thought it would be really cool to talk about the doormat Danny kind of guys who we've all met them, we've all seen them. You know, some of them, you know, the woman is much more domineering than the man, or even, it's vice versa. Sometimes a man is much more domineering than the woman. And some people are into that. Some people don't mind being subservient. A brother like myself, if you're pregnant and you're waking me up at 2 in the morning to go get you something, I'm all for it. If you're sick and you ain't feeling right and you need some ginger ale, 7-Up, whatever hour, I'm going to get up and go get that. But if your legs are fine and ain't nothing wrong with you and you're trying to holler at a brother at 3 in the morning, you're liable to get kicked the hell up out the bed, waking me up out my sleep talking about go get me something.
Tony, is the difference between being a weak pushover and being a sensitive man. Just what you just said. If your woman needs you, you're there for her. But at the same time, you're not going to be used as a doormat. That's what we're talking about.
But some women, hold on. Some women might say they need a man like that in their life because they need somebody to tell what to do because they ain't never had that opportunity to dominate.
Tony, let me make an example for you, okay? Now, there are some men out there that run businesses, run corporations, and all of that, you know. And at the end of the day, they want somebody to tell them what to do because all day long, all they do is tell people what to do, you know. So they want to be subservient.
Now, see, there you go with that old sick shit, talking about
that's
that dominatrix shit.
I'm talking truth here. Just
that's
because somebody just slapped you upside the head with your dreadlocks don't mean I'm serious. They are out there.
Again.
They are out there. I'm telling you. Okay, just because you stuck in your Vienna sausage world, there is another world out there where people do have that situation. You know, where they're running corporations and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, they want somebody to be like, baby, you know, tell me what to do. What you want? You know? So that's something you don't know nothing about because only
we're
thing
not talking
you run,
about those
the
dysfunctional,
only thing that you run is you.
Dysfunctional people.
That's not not being dysfunctional.
For a man to be a stellar individual in the community, running a corporation, and come home and want to be dominated,
ain't nothing wrong with that. That's in his private life, okay? Something you don't have. Okay, that's in his private life, home buckethead.
And we're going to have to start doing drug tests up in here. I see that right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I see a couple more people on the line. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to jump in on this conversation, hit the number one. We are talking about no woman respects a man she can push around, and this is the truth. There are different variations of the truth, and I mean joy and passion say a woman don't mind a man that can show his sensitive side. Can't be the same for a man show his sensitive side. He a punk. You know what I'm saying? There's some. So if you want to get in, press the number one, jump in, or just keep listening to it. Because I see area code 602. Welcome to the show, 909-714-2133.
Bring them in.
You know what I mean? If you want to jump in, hit the number one.
I told you they scared of your ass, Joy. You're scared you're going to beat them up.
They ain't got to be scared of me. Only person need to be scared of me is you.
And I'm not. So moving right along. Tell them you're going to be nice. Hey, she's going to be nice to y'all because we don't want to run y'all good listeners, good fans away. She just mean just to me because she don't know better, but she all right. We love
her. Whatever. Bring him in, Tony.
Hey, hit the number one. Y'all welcome to come in, but we're going to keep the show rolling now. Joel was talking about some people don't mind being subservient when they come home because they spend the whole day telling people what to do and they want, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're going to get sick with it a little bit. There's some people who want to put whips and chains on. And get led around with it, you know, and be told like squat, you know what I mean? So KBD said that's some dysfunctional shit. You know what I mean?
Dysfunctional because that's what they like. You like Vienna sausages and potato chips and ketchup and Kool-Aid when it's on sale.
And why is the Vienna sausage so wrong? Because, you know what I mean?
Nothing.
We got a couple emails from some people who say that if that's
nothing.
All a brother got.
Nothing is wrong with that. The same thing is nothing is wrong with somebody that wants to be subservient. When they get home from running a corporation and stuff, you get tired of that shit telling, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, okay? And there's people out there that's like, you know, I'm tired of this, reverse this. Tell me to do something.
I need to clear something up right here because Joy made reference to my statement about potato chips to catch it with a little dash of hot sauce, you know, cut with a little pickles. The statement's in reference to the fact that if a woman is down with the man to the degree that she's going to be able to eat like that with him, if it's a need to, then that's the same woman to go to him and eat in Paris, France. That's the same woman that have all the finer things in life. You can't have one without the other. So that's
whatever.
What that was in reference to. And I'm sure you understand that.
Your point.
But
you're just looking for a ride or die partner.
My point is, ain't nobody promised a rose garden in this thing. You know, you just got to make the best of it. So don't take this shit out of context. Put it like it is. You know what I'm saying?
You like Vienna sausage, potato chips, and a dash of hot sauce, and whatever, and Kool-Aid. What? Or Cisco,
it's a whole lot deeper than that, honey, but I don't think you get it.
I got it.
Pretty Black in the chat room says, I don't need a man that I have to tell what to do. You know what I'm saying? So, if to each his own.
No, he ain't got nothing coming. You know that shit. Coming in, when you're all up in there, like swimwear, you need to know what's happening. Okay, so I can give what she's talking about.
So ladies, you know, I'm putting this out there to the ladies because the fellas and the ladies up on here represent. You know, ladies, what kind of man do you need in your life? What kind of brother bring it to you, you know what I mean? Do you agree with the statement, no woman respects a man she can push around? Because I personally know a few women who can't have a man they can't push around because that's just their character. That's just their nature. Henry sit, Henry roll, Henry walk. Henry don't be no later than 5 minutes and I get off work to pick me up, Henry, it's your ass. And Henry,
it ain't about 5 minutes,
you
be there on time. It ain't about no five, don't be no 5 minutes late. You be there on time. You better be there before I get out.
Boy, that go that control. Hey, that go that controlling shit.
Hold on, hold on.
Controlling shit.
Hold on. I'm bringing somebody in 602. 602, you're online. You had something to say?
Yeah, I got something to say. Joy and LaShawn, you know you're wrong for that.
What? What are you talking about? Why I got to be wrong and stuff?
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, this is your main man, Eddie Kane, the comedian. How y'all doing over there?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey.
Bring it, bro. Bring it. Bring it.
You know, I always listen to your show. I always get something out of it. This time I said, you know what, I got to pick up the phone and make a comment on that. Because, you know, I'm just saying this is just my opinion. We know everybody got an opinion.
And
but,
they're like,
you know,
assholes, and everybody got one.
And everybody got one, exactly. But, you know, from my experience, and, you know, I do have some experience with, you know, the females, you know.
You got one.
That's all right. That's one. That one is a lot to handle, you know. Sure,
okay.
Sometimes one to seem like 100, you know. But a woman does not like to have a man that she can actually push around or dominate. Because if you really, and this is my opinion, if you really think about it, if a woman stays true to tradition and who she is, she's going to be docile to her man anyway. She's going to respect him, and she's going to be docile to him anyway. You know
here
what I'm saying?
You go
so,
with the docile.
You know, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, that's the way it's really supposed to be. You know, the man is the alpha male.
Who said it was supposed to be like that? Who said?
See, there you go, Joy. There you go, beating up our fans.
You go
beating up our
fans,
Joy.
I'm going there. The Bible say that, and I'm going there. You know what? Just like in the Bible, how it says that she's supposed to obey her husband, respect her husband, and all that.
But they need to revise all of that.
Well, they have. And you're
okay.
Right. And they have.
Okay,
and they
that's
have
not about just a woman obeying her man. Okay, it's an equal thing all up and through here, bruh. Okay?
Hold on. Being equal has nothing to do with her dominating her man. A woman likes to be dominated by a man. It makes her feel like a woman.
Who told you that? Ain't no bra on this earth going to dominate all this up in here.
And I'm not saying 24 hours a day. He needs to know when to dominate. Because you know what? A woman does not want a man she has to tell what to do, even when he wants her to touch her. Maybe he wants her to kiss her a certain way. She doesn't want to have to tell him what to do and how to do. And the only way she's going to get that piece of the pie is if she lets him dominate. That's the only way she's going to get it, because if he's a docile man and he's going to take a back seat, then she's not going to respect the fact that he doesn't know how to treat a woman, because every woman really wants a man who knows how to treat a woman like a woman.
That's right.
You know,
In other words, you chase him until he catches you. Am I correct?
You say chase him until what? I'm sorry?
Okay, you chase him until he catches you.
Hold on, y'all. I think we done touched somebody else's nerve.
Bring it. His
light is up. Hold on.
Bring it.
376, you're on. Welcome to the show, Kettle Player Play. What do you have to say? 376, you're on live. You stuck your hand up.
Don't be scared.
Joy, you
don't
scare somebody
Bring
else?
It.
Oh, God, you got to stop doing that.
What?
Did you scare him, Joy?
I think she done scared him off. 376, you're on live.
What?
Well, she won't let nobody have an opinion. She just want to beat him up.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, because if you know Joy, she ain't no fault now.
Tell him. He ain't knowing. He ain't knowing. Tell him.
Hey, Joy.
I think Joy, run the type of woman to swing on you first.
Okay. Don't get all up in here.
And then
okay,
say
I got something for your ass. What?
Physically or verbally.
I don't start nothing. I finish it, all right?
You know, I'm just saying, Joy, though, if a woman got to coach a man, she going to respect him because he got a good job and he paid the bills and stuff like that, but she going to keep him on the bench. He ain't going to get no playing time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's going to keep him on the bench. You going to get, because, you know, there is a type of man out there that likes that, that likes to be told what to do. And those, you know, I don't know what time, I'm not going to say
didn't
the mama
say
boys.
That?
I don't know where they come from, but there
wait
is a type
didn't
of
I
man
say,
out there that's like that.
Eddie, hold up on a second. Didn't I just say that a few minutes ago? There's men out there that run corporations, and I mean huge corporations, always telling somebody what to do. Okay? Now, when they get off at work, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, and they come home, they're not trying to tell somebody else what. They want to be dominated, okay, because they dominate all day long, okay?
Yes, that's right.
So when they off of work, they want somebody to be like, dude, do this here. Pick up my shoes, okay? Start off the floor right there. Okay?
Hey, dude, put Joy's website out there, please. Please put Joy's website out there, please.
Dominatrix are us.
That's right. And I got my whip with your name on it and the handcuffs are in my back pocket. What?
Oh, no, dear. See, you keep getting all men confused. What's wrong with you? Take that paper bag off your head.
I ain't no paper bag. You know what?
I don't know the kind of man you talked about.
You know what? I think your dreadlocks are too tight, brah.
The kind
okay?
of man that
you're
talking about.
Saying.
The kind of men that you're talking about that run these corporations, I see them on TV and read about them in the tabloids. But quite frankly,
see,
I don't know it. I don't know any of them.
Look, you wouldn't
know
nothing about running no corporation because all you run is Vienna sausage, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
My point is, I don't even know any of those type of people in reality. I just
they're
don't.
Out there,
because,
honey. They're out there.
Because
they're,
the,
yeah,
reason,
out
the
there.
Reason the people have got to those positions in life is because they know how to delegate and run themselves. And conduct business.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And then after a day's work, they're tired of that. They want a change. They want to switch it around. Okay, that's what I'm saying. They're tired of that after a while.
Are you saying these guys are fickle? They can just change their personality?
No,
they just stop being who they are?
No, I'm not saying that at all. They might want to change a scenery, bruh. Okay.
Oh, they're gonna do some role playing. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with role playing. What, you got a problem with that part?
Hey, we're going to take a quick musical
Ooh.
Break. The floor is on one today. We'll be right
Damn
back, y'all. Don't go
bro.
Nowhere.
Bring it. I ain't scared of none of y'all.
Roll smooth with a bang.
Yeah.
Lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You won't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
I'm on pilot, a walking piece of profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you're smiling. You drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. You feel it though, I got it, cause it really ain't an object. Just open out your body while you're bending over popping. Like, damn, don't stop it. Let me go back in my wallet.
You know that I got that cash. You won't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
shaking if you got it, shaking, shaking if you got it, shaking, shaking if you got it, what you asking? Shaking if you got it, shaking, shaking if you got it, shaking, shaking if you got it, what you asking?
Oh, yes, she's from
Debonair.
Yeah. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop with that. Put the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no underwear, I think that I possess a pair. Slide them on in.
in the morning. I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, my body working to the storm. Learn something from the center, body quivers. I deliver them a picture with a clear eye, something to remember.
Shout it, you know that I got that cash. You won't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I mean.
If you got it, pick it, if you got it, pick it, pick it, if you got it, what you asking? If you got it, pick it, pick it, if you got it, pick it, pick it, if you got it, what you asking? If you're down and you're ready to ride, let me make you do whatever tonight. And you ain't gotta settle tonight, it don't get no better tonight.
Look, mommy, yeah, she just my type. I've been waiting for this all my life. Come on, baby, let's take flight. Take it home tonight.
She caught my eye like a Bentley on the lot. Feel like I wanna ride, so I'm tricking on the spot. So listen to me while I spit this peppin' on the ride. Hey, let's kick it up a notch. The mama, give me what you got.
I've been drinking this one out. I love her dirty mouth. She say, are you really spending the binges you talking about? Come on and take this route. This money you can't ignore. I say, usually I don't do this, but yep, I pay for it.
Show you know that I got that cash. You won't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. But you know what I mean.
Checking if you got it, pick it, pick it. If you got it, pick it, pick it. If you got it, what you asking? Checking if you got it, pick it, pick it. If you got it, pick it, pick it. If you got it, what you asking?
Welcome back to the show. Lady Joy had set it off up in here, and she was on a roll. I'm going to let her back in a moment. But we're talking about no woman respects a man that she can push around. Is this the truth? The call-in number, 646-929-2870. Press the number 1 when you want to get in and join me and Lady Joy and my man K. Diddy. You know what I mean? Lady Joy.
And we got Eddie Kane on the line, and we also have Passion on the line, and I want to hear from some other ladies. Don't nobody, no woman, like no man that's a weenie that she can push around and tell him what to do.
You know
okay?
what I mean?
So it's let like, me, what?
You know what I mean? Let me check the chat room. Pretty Black up in the track chat room says a strong brother that can provide and knows how to put it down in the bedroom. That's what
not, you know, that works too, but, you know, that's not the end-all, be-all, bruh.
You know what I mean? Well, what is the end-all, be-all, Lady Joy? Come on, because you're on a roll today. Let it fly, girl.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, a woman likes a man that shows his sensitive side, and he can, you know, he can be strong where he needs to be strong. It's not always being macho all the time. Okay.
In order for a man to be a man, he got to know how to conduct himself like a man.
Exactly.
A certain amount of machismo is needed, but the only thing that I am willing to agree with is that it has to be a balance. It can't just be in play all the time. Like my man Eddie Kane said, the whole alpha male theory, you know, with an alpha male, he don't know when to tone it down. Because an alpha male dominates. That's why he has the title alpha.
There you go with that alpha male bullshit, you know?
That
might have worked years ago, but, you know, we're talking equality now up and through.
There's nothing wrong with equality. We're not questioning equality. We're questioning the
fact. You're talking alpha male crap? What?
You know what, Joy? You know what? I think Kate Diddy's spirit just flew in me because he might be quiet, so I'm going to do this for him. I think you want a brother to. I think you want a brother to put a nightgown and a silk robe on it, a nightie or something, and walk up in the house trying to be all, you know what I mean? A brother got to be a brother. A brother got to be a brother.
That's what we want. That's what we want. We want a brother to be a brother. But he could also show his sensitive side. He ain't got to be macho 24/7. That's a turnoff after a while, you know?
Well, I wanted to comment on what you said about the corporate guy.
Bring it, bro. I ain't scared of
scared
you know,
for you.
I'm just saying, okay, let me comment on that one right there. Okay, the corporate guy, and me being a comedian, actor, and a producer, I deal with a lot of corporate guys. A lot of corporate guys are not docile like that towards women and want to be dominated.
No, it's not, but there are the ones out there, hon, that want to be dominated after a hard day of work, right?
Okay, on 100, the only type of men that really want to be dominated, the only type of brothers that really want to be dominated, they only want to be dominated one in the bedroom. And if he's want to be dominated 24 hours a day, then he's
no,
dead.
I'm not saying 24 hours a day. I'm saying there's men out there that have corporations that they run all day long. After a day of telling people what to do, they're tired of that. They want to
how many of them do you know? How many of them do you know, Joy? How many of them guys like that do you know?
I know a few, and I'm not going to get no names, okay?
Well, we don't have names, because I don't know any guys like that.
Yeah, but okay, because they don't be all up in your face and stuff. But then, you know, you never know, so, what?
Those type of men only want to be dominated in the bed. That's it. Any other time is go get my slippers. Mm-hmm. I want this to eat. You know, take care of my kids. And we talking about real corporate men. We talking about men of power.
That's what I'm talking about. There's men of power out there that want to be dominated after a hard day work, brah. That's
hold
what
on,
men.
Hold, Only sexually.
No, it goes beyond that.
When he come home from work, he just want her to be aggressive in the bed. And that's it.
No,
and
honey, so,
hold on.
No, see, you don't know nothing about that.
Okay? Oh, man. There she go beating up our guests again, Tony.
Joy, hold on. 376, I don't know if you put your hands up again, but 376, you're on live. Did you want to say something?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
We're good.
I'm good, thank you. I would like to make a comment. Hi, Lamont. I would like to make a comment on, let me get you off the speaker. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, babe, we got you.
And I wanted to make a comment on that when you talk about equality, when you're talking about men and women on an equal level. As far as you had mentioned earlier about the Bible and that statement that
Bucket made.
As far as in Ephesians, it does mention that women are supposed to be submissive to their own husbands.
Wow.
And?
Wow. Wow.
And?
That there is a biblical context to this conversation is what you're saying, 376. You say there's some biblical context. Even Joy wants to tie us up and beat us with whips and stuff.
But there's some of those out there that like that.
Nowadays the preachers are scared to preach in the church what he really say in the Bible, because the churches are made up of 80% women. And if he starts talking about what the Bible really should say and what they really should do for their husband, what they really should do, the church is going to decrease a lot. And there's going to start being a lot of female preachers. That's going to be just a lot of churches for females. I saw on the television the other day about male church. It's a church strictly for males.
Do you have a problem with women being all up in the church and stuff?
No, I don't have a problem with it at all, but I'm just saying. If they really preached about what the Bible really says, that a woman is supposed to be to a man, they run out of the church. They run out of the church, so they have to preach on different things, but they won't touch down with what they really say. They'll turn around the corner and go up the block and come back down the alley, and they'll word around what it really says, but they
well,
won't
Brother
say
Eddie,
what it
Brother
really
Eddie,
says.
Since you've brought it to the table, Brother Eddie, please tell us, because this ain't no politically correct radio station. We say what we feel and we feel what we say. What is it that a man supposed to be preaching about a woman supposed to be doing for a brother?
Well, you know, I can't myself touch down on touch down on that. Yeah. I'm gonna make it right. Now I am not a minister. I am not a preacher. I can only say what I believe in when I read the Bible and what I get out of it. So it's strictly the opinion that I have based on what I've learned. Because I still believe that it's not how much you go to church, it's how much of the church that is in you. So I'm not a docile man. So I don't believe in being dominated. I don't believe in being dominated. You know, I don't believe in dominating my spouse either. You hear that? You heard me say that, honey, didn't you? Is she listening? Right now?
Is she listening? Is she listening?
See, Joy trying to put me on the couch tonight, and I ain't even touching like that. But I'm just saying.
She's always starting some mess.
I know, yeah. And she know my wife listens to Joy and Shine every day. She wants to get me in trouble. So I be eating peanut butter sandwiches.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble, babe. I'm just trying to let you let it out and say what you really feel. Okay?
Okay, all right. But like I said, it's not how much you go to church. It's how much of the church that's in you. And I don't want to touch down. I don't want to offend anybody because I do have a blog and, you know, some fans that might, you know, trip out on me for saying something I shouldn't say. But I will say this, I am not. Y'all hear that too, don't you, my fans? Y'all hear that, right? Oh, that is so good. But I was just saying, you know, all I'm saying is I'm not a docile man. I don't believe in dominating my spouse either. And I believe in what you all are saying as far as saying it's 50-50. It goes both ways. You know, she might be dominated in some ways, but she also wants to be in charge in some ways as well. And
exactly.
That's
what
you should
exactly.
Nah, that ain't what Joy was saying. Nah, Joy, I ain't going to let you slide. You were talking about just utter domination when a brother threw
You're not hearing what I'm saying all up and through here. Okay, no woman wants a man that is a weenie. That's what I said.
He's attracted to
a woman that, you know, her man can take control. Okay, we want somebody to take control. Okay, because when you're out here and being a single mom or whatever. You know, and you running things. You can. There's a female that's running corporations too. Okay, she wants a man that can take control from time to time. What?
612, you're on live. You put your hand up. We wanted to say something. Oh, you got a whole lot of wind blowing in your phone. You're gonna have to close the window.
You need to like get all off in a corner somewhere, so we can hurry you.
Hit up back 612. Hit us back.
Hello.
You there?
We hear you. Come on,
baby.
You hear me? Okay. First of all, I had to call back. This is Leon, and I called and made a comment earlier, and you guys hung up on me.
No, ma'am. We would never have hung up on you, but go right ahead.
Yeah.
If it happened, it was an accident.
The comment that I had made about women being submissive to their husbands, that's God's law. I believe that the problem is today with the men is that they're giving women too much power and control. You know, so that takes the power from that man of him doing what God wants him to be, how he wants him to be.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, what if a woman is already in control, okay? And
it's not the fact that the woman should be in control. She's out of her role. She's out of her place.
What if she's running
the
company? But what if it's her company and she's running it and it's hers?
That's different, Joy. That's different. That's in a circular world. That's in a corporate world. But when it comes down to her home, that man is supposed to have full control of what goes on in his home.
So you don't believe in equality? You don't believe in each one?
I believe that women equal pay, but when it comes down to him being a man, he can't be the man God wants him to be if we're whooping him into what we want him to be.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that. That's what I'm saying. No woman wants a weak man.
No more of that. But meanwhile, you're whooping him down with your corporate status. You're telling him that you're making more money than him, or the equal amount of money that he's making. Women are on the front line out there in the military. That doesn't make you a man, and that doesn't make that you should have power and control over him because you have that status in the corporate world.
Exactly. And I understand.
That role belongs to him.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Because remember that what we always say is that the man behind us, every man is a strong woman.
Strong woman.
So that woman, we take that to the limit. We take
exactly.
That way across the board is because we make the same amount of money or we have a status in the world doesn't make us better than that man. We can
no, exactly. I'm not saying that.
No, you're
at
right.
All.
Nobody wants a weak man, but we're making him weak at the same time we want him to be strong.
Yeah, but understand
so
this
what is
too.
It that, what is it that you really want, Joy? What is it that you want? You want a God-fearing man who's going to love and respect you, to know how to respect you?
Exactly.
Or you want somebody that you can warp up that's going to do
what I don't
want
that.
Do and see what he needs to be done. Okay,
That's what I'm saying. I don't want a weak man because I consider myself a strong woman.
But Joy, if you're telling him that you're making the same amount of money, it's equality, it's not equality. God made him first.
Situation is totally different. If you're in a situation where you are making, and believe me, honey, there's a lot of men out here that don't mind that their woman is making more money than they are, okay? Because it's all going into the same pot. It's all going into the same pot.
But then what I'm saying is that you don't have control because you're making more money than he is. And we can't throw that up to his face because it makes him less of a man. It weakens him.
Exactly.
And that's
why
I can't stand a weak man who's going to allow a woman to run him.
No, it's not about that. If you're in a situation where you are making more money than your man, and he ain't got a problem with that, okay, there's a lot of men out here, and there's a lot of women that's running corporations, or they ain't even got to run corporations. They're just making, let me finish. They're making more money than their man, okay? And to me, okay, my situation, if I'm making more money than my husband, he ain't got a problem with that because it's all going into the same pot. Okay.
But I'm not viewing that. That's the way it should be. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when we're making more money, we have a better education. We still have to make that man feel like he's number one, that he's the head, and he is in charge.
For sure.
Come in the corporate world and we make him, we figure that we should take control of everything. And there's this so happy that women just drop our guards everywhere, all over the world. Because
right.
We sell ourselves. We become prostitutes, and we're teaching our daughters to become the same. If this man don't have this kind of money, if he don't drive this kind of car, then you don't have anything to do with him. So what are we teaching our young women? Are we teaching them they don't have the money to go to the next one?
I'm telling you. Okay, now, it's hard out here for everybody, okay? And nobody needs somebody in their life, whether they're men, women, or whatever, that's lacking, that doesn't want to do, that doesn't want to improve themselves. My thing to these younger women, okay, you can do bad by yourself. Anybody can do bad by themselves, men, women, whatever, okay? You don't need to put somebody in your life that's going to drag you down. Okay, and it's about getting to know a person, see where they're coming from. And I'm not talking about what they can do for you, what you can do for them. It's an equality thing. That's me. I'm about equality. Okay, I'm not about, you know, if you can do this for me, so be it. No, I'm looking at equality, okay?
Well, we have, you know what, as women, we have to bring, we always expect the man to be the sole winner, the breadwinner.
That doesn't always happen like that because you got a lot of single mothers out here that's doing a doggone thing by themselves.
That doesn't take away from that man, him being a man. He
right. Well, if he ain't supporting her with his kids, she's doing it by herself. You know, do you see what I'm saying?
Now she probably ran him away with that fake attitude that I'm making more money than you. I don't need you attitude. So
not everybody has that type of attitude, though. Not every woman has that type of attitude. Some men think because the woman has that type of attitude, they'll be coming, you're making more money than me, so I ain't got to do this here, okay?
That's not
all. Ladies, hold on, ladies. I got to stop y'all there for a moment. For everybody that's just joining us, welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? Press the number one if you want to join us. Everybody in the chat room, everybody on Twitter. We got a hot one going, talking about, you know what I mean?
I love
respect, respect that a man can get from a woman if she dominates him. And we all got different points of view. Everybody knows.
Right.
And Tim, if we hung up on you earlier, that was entirely by
totally us. Sorry.
And
girlfriend, I am so glad that you called in, because I really appreciate your opinion. I really do.
You know, we're going to take a quick little musical break, and my man Dave Hollister going to tell us something that y'all might enjoy.
You need to put a disclaimer out on Joy right now, too.
I got your disclaimer.
So funny running into you. It has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have with one another. We absolutely didn't care. We would do it anywhere. Eye contact and it was over. But that's when I was wilding out. I couldn't care less about someone getting hurt. I've done my share of dirt, but I'm wiser. Oh yeah. Others after you, quite a few one night stands. Some of their names I can't remember. Imagine waking up with someone who you barely even knew. Time and time again, but there's someone for everyone. I've been blessed to find that one who makes me feel like no other. You are looking good as hell, but I can't go home with you, because I'm going home to her all the night.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Pretty Black in the chat room was like, wow, this is getting heated. Yeah, that's how we do it every week. Ain't no politically correct stuff going on up on Can a Player Play. We get in deep, you know what I mean? Some weeks we talk about stuff that players do. Other weeks we talk about real life. It's all God, church. Ain't nothing off limits up on this joint, you know what I mean? We get it in. You know, Lady Joy be trying to set it off up on here. I don't know what's wrong with her, but I'm going to bring her back in.
What's wrong with me? What? Why something got to be wrong with me?
Nothing ain't wrong with you, baby.
I'm just like I see it, okay?
Are you going to make that disclaimer, Tony?
That disclaimer is for your monkey ass, okay?
Every week we have disclaimers for K. Diddy, myself, and Lady Joy, but this week is Lady Joy's turn. The opinions and views of Lady Joy are entirely her own, and she expresses them freely, but they do not reflect the opinions of the other members of the show.
Exactly. I got mine. What? Don't be scared. I ain't scared of you.
My
phrase is, bring it, bruh.
Yes, it is. Now, in the chat room earlier, Pretty Black made a comment that if a brother is in the bedroom and he's submissive, that's cool. Now, so, you know, the topic of today's show, I see a couple more numbers that popped in, is no woman respects a man she can push around. Is this the truth? And, you know, we got it out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, because in the book, I have a character and playerology, of course, called Doormat Danny. And Doormat Danny is one of these guys who spends a great deal of time just kissing ass. And you don't get no respect like that. And you got to learn to distinguish the two. You know, if you want to be submissive in the bedroom, you know what I mean, to each his own. We all got our little quirks and perks, you know what I mean? So if that's where you want to handle that. But in general life, you can't go around being a motherfucking yes, ma'am. A yes, ma'am. Oh, I think I done touched a nerve with somebody else. Hold on.
Okay, bring it.
Hold on. Let me let him in here.
I'll
813, you're on live. Go right ahead.
Hey, it's Fashion again. I was just going to finally get an opportunity to say I agree with what you just said, Tony, that there is a balance to it. No woman wants a man she can push around, but by the same token, I've seen those guys who want to, you know, be super macho to the point where they can't let a woman be a woman without trying to, you know, suppress her and demean her in order to, you know, make themselves feel good as men. So I don't want either one of those far extremes. Looking for something just in the middle of those two extremes.
There you go.
Yeah, the balance. The balance is the key. That's with anything in life, though. That's one of the things I talk about daily, and I tell everybody, everything in life, you got to strike a balance, you know what I mean? Because you're right. Sometimes when you're in a relationship with a man, a lot of us men, we just rah all the time, like, ah, you know, yeah, we know what to do. You know what I mean? And there's sometimes you got to be able to say, what you say, baby?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, you know?
I'm not
the dominatrix that y'all think I am. I'm not. Okay? I'm not the dominatrix. Although I have my moments, but I'm not the dominatrix that you think I am. Okay? I have my soft side. Okay, and you know, like I said, there's men out there that want to be dominated after a hard day's work, you know, and it's nothing wrong with that, okay? And it's nothing wrong with a man showing his softer side with his woman. I'm not saying, you know, you go out there with your boys and stuff, and you got pink on, and even though real men can wear pink.
I rock pink.
See? Men can rock pink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you know, there's some guys out there that got to be macho 24/7, and it's not even about that. You know, that's a turnoff after a while. And then just be yourself. You know, and if you got a feminine side, and I'm not saying a feminine side, there's a softer side of you that you want to show to your woman. She would love that. You ain't got to be macho 24/7. Okay?
Right. K. Diddy, you sure been mighty quiet, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's
Please join
you?
In, sir. You have something you want to add or take away from that?
No, I'm an advocate of the balance. That was the most reasonable, intelligent comment that I heard. So I have
what?
To roll with what's fair.
What?
I'm an advocate for the balance, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Eddie, where you at? Eddie, you up in the house?
It has to be a balanced relationship, and that's not to say the man has to be weak. The woman needs to know how to stay in her lane as the man. You know what I'm saying? But
oh, see, there you go with that lane shit.
Absolutely right. I'm with Mr. Eddie Kane over there. You know, I'm a traditional man. I believe in the Bible, and I know the man's role in the household. Period. I know the
Eddie, where you at?
In a relationship.
I'm right here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
We got
you. I know the man's role in a relationship, so everything follows suit after that. So all this stuff, all this new modern shit that you're talking, Joy, right now, that's what got women screwed up right now.
It's not modern, bro. It's been there for a while. Where you been?
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, for somebody that's 21 years old.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm with my man, too, you know, You know, I'm just not passive like that. Let me run my household. And I'll tell you like this. I come from a land where, you know, there were pimps and players and hustlers, you know. So I didn't grow up in an atmosphere women dominating men anyway, not even in my own household. My mother respected my father. He was they both went out and worked every day. They both worked every day. My father, I'm from Gary, Indiana. My father.
Hey,
yeah, but
hey.
Eddie, you going up in that bedroom, baby.
Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
I'm from
that same hood.
I'm from that same hood, Eddie. I'm from that same hood of the pimps and the hustlers, and everybody know which lane they got to participate in, and you don't violate. You don't go swerving out your lane because you'll get put back over there. You know what I'm saying? Play your position. That's all I'm going to say. Be you male or female, play your position and know your role. You feel me, Eddie?
For sure. But like I was saying, I grew up in that era, and I'm from that era, family in that era. And like I said, I didn't grow up in that atmosphere of seeing, you know, men being passive or docile to women. They always let them run what they ran, and that's what made them feel like men. So my point being that there have been, in the past, women who have went out and made money for men, and they still were men. And still to this day, a woman can go out and get money for a man, and that still makes him a man or makes him feel like a man.
Does that make him a pimp? I'm just asking.
He's agreeing with what you just said when the woman makes more money than the brother do.
I just asked a question. Don't get all upset. Don't get your panties in a bunch, okay?
Hey, Tony, can I comment?
I was work it.
I was going to say that for me, I found that when you're in the presence of a real man, like you guys were saying earlier, everything kind of falls into line. A woman then becomes a woman and knows how to carry herself. But if you're in the presence of someone who is not a man, it is difficult to stay in those lanes that you guys are discussing. So I think the man has to set the precedence. If he carries himself like a man, everything is going to fall in line for him. If you're doing
Hey, Joy, I know you probably don't agree with some of this, and you know some of it may come off wrong, but it's really right because it ain't wrong. Because if you're driving down the highway and you swerve out of your lane, there's going to be accidents and there's going to be consequences and repercussions, but you got to stay in your lane. It's the same thing with life. You got to stay in your lane.
And your point.
My point is this, that everything ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody. And some brothers out there don't mind a woman earning more than they do. Like you
said,
it's all in the same pot.
It's like I'll be Mr. So-and-so. Okay, I'll be Mr. LaShawn. I'll be Mr. Wendy Williams, okay? Okay, because the money is all going into the same pot, bruh. That's what I'm saying. You're not fair. time either.
Okay, and we agreed with you, so why you had to throw the pimp word out there? Because we agreed with you. Bring it to the front.
I just threw it out there. Okay, just to see where y'all head at and stuff. What? You got a problem with that?
P-I-M-P. You got a guilty conscience?
You got a guilty conscience? What?
No, P-I-M-P. Put it in my pocket.
Okay, and there's temptresses out there, too.
Yes, there is.
I'm not saying I'm one, but they're, you know.
I love it. All right, Eddie Payne, we want to thank you so much, man. You came through and brought flavor to the show.
Eddie, I'm going to tell you, Eddie Payne going to be a part of this every Sunday. Ain't that right, Eddie?
Yes, yes, every time, man. I listen to you every day, man. My people listen to you, too, man. Y'all doing your thing, man. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and voice my opinion.
Oh, we want you all up and through there every Sunday, brah. Can you hang on? My question is, can I play a play?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And also, I'm about to do a little shameless plug. Y'all.
Do it.
Real quick. It's all right, y'all.
Go ahead.
Oh, for sure. Okay, well, you're going to catch me in a movie real soon. It's actually going to be a pilot, sort of like How the Wire was and Oz. You're going to catch me. We got some deals working with HBO and Spike TV, and that's called Want Some. And then you're going to be able to catch me down at Soulsberry, I believe, real soon. We're going to have coming down there, the big ones, Joe Toy, Pierre, Bruce, Eddie Griffin, all of them coming through the house every Friday night over at Soulsberry. That's off of Dean Martin and Chocolate Las Vegas. December, you can catch me in Chicago. I'll be doing the play Dysfunctional Family Reunion with Sid the Entertainer, Leanne Vanessa Bell Calloway. You can also catch me at the House of Blues in Chicago on December 22nd. Out there with Common. We just doing it big, man. I'm trying to do my thing. That's it.
On, brother. Throw the website or the email out there where the good folks can check you out.
You can catch me over at Eddie Kane, 5846 at yahoo.com. You can also catch me on the MySpace, Eddie Kane. That's Eddie Kane, EDD1E. Not EDDIE, it's EDD1E, Kane.
Now, are you on Facebook? Eddie?
I think we lost Eddie. I saw his number blink out, but brother, thank you so much for coming through and blessing the show. We're down to like the last 11 minutes. The show was off the chain. The chat room was off the chain. I saw so many area codes calling in, but a lot of y'all were just listening. And we thank you for coming through. Spread the word. We do this every Sunday at 2:30. We sit on here chopping up your boy, Pretty Tony. I'm the author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, and also Playerology. Available at www.worldmovement.com.
I love that.
Joy, tell the good folks where they can check you out and get at you. You know what I mean? You got a lot of male fans out there.
Okay.
You want to be dominated.
Okay.
Or be whipped on.
Okay. Let me break out my whip real quick. Okay. You can catch me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, Facebook.com/Joy LaShawn. You can catch me on Facebook, or you can catch me at www.power88lv.com. Okay, you can see us on the air when we have so much fun, and you can call in, make dedications. We do all of that stuff. Okay, old school, R&B, all that good stuff. And love to hear from you.
And, of course, my man K. Diddy. Tell the good folks what's going on. Tell the good folks all the things you got in the works and where they can come check you out at.
We're going to have to make mandatory testing for that girl. just beating up all the fans all through the show.
What? What are you talking about?
All right, then. All righty. This is worldmovement.com, World Movement Records in the house. Always holler at me, Lamont, at worldmovement.com, 323-957-7322. And also check us out. I forgot what else I was going to say.
And Tony, where's your shameless plug?
Now, my shameless plug is just being with y'all every Sunday as we chop it up, man. My plug is just a book that we work off, you know what I mean? Like I said, yours truly, author,
okay,
set your game up, playerology, www.worldmovement.com. You can catch me on the Twitter, Selassie Son, SELASSIESON on the Twitter. Come holler at me, join up, follow what your boy is doing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Come through, check us out, man. Every Sunday we here repping for the fellas, repping for the ladies, repping for the players, the pimps, the hustlers, the married women,
that.
The single women. We repping for everybody, man. Let me warn you, we ain't politically correct. We just give it to you as it is. We ain't got time.
And passion?
You know what I mean?
I knew you were going to do that, Joy.
Where you at, passion? Let them know where they can contact you, too, baby.
Well, if anybody would like to send me a little love note or something, no hate mail, they can send it to me at Queen Kimmy B, and that's B-E-E, just as the little insect, at AOL.com. I'd be happy to listen to you.
You know we love you, baby.
Now, hold on, Passion.
You know we love you.
Passion, are you single?
Yes.
Yes, she's a single, beautiful woman.
Okay. All you fellas out there, we want a strong
and
woman in your
think,
life.
I don't say that about a lot of women, but she's a beautiful woman. She's single and like to mingle.
Ooh. You know we can run with that one. Oh, you know we can run with that one. Every Sunday, right here, live, 2:30. Can a player play? 646-929-2870. And we're going to go a little old school right now.
Hey, Tony, let me throw one other thing out there. For any of y'all that missed the chapter, you can go to CD Baby and download it now.
Okay.
iTunes. Oh, yeah, let's get the shameless plug in there. You can go to CD Baby, iTunes, all that. Get your boy. You know, you like hearing my voice. All the women out there who like hearing my voice, you can go and listen to me. You know what I mean? We got the audio version. We got the book. You know what I mean? We're working on the movie. We doing it all, working on the new
doing all of it.
All of that, you know what I'm saying? Come through, holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying? And if you love me, let me know, baby. Reach out and touch me or something.
Yeah.
Okay. You go with that kinky shit.
Johnny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old saying, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My sonny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Bars of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, sunny one so true. I love.
Sunny,
Thank everybody for joining us here on Can a Player Play. We come to you live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We out, y'all. Peace and love.